Blog Talk Radio.
All right. The talk show is now on, ladies and gentlemen. This your boy Boom on Wheels coming to y'all live. Let me see. I'm gonna open my buddy Mike. I know he on here. Wow, Mr. Wild Bang, what'd you say, Mr. Wild Bang?
Man, I don't know it. Just tuning in and see what's going on.
We had a computer problem, man. I had to crank this old laptop back up. I was on my landline computer and it's buffering, updating with the new Windows 10 stuff, and it's taking a long time. It's at 90%, and I'm on my laptop now, man. I appreciate y'all guys for calling in and hanging on, man, for the world's greatest talk show on earth, man. Just to go ahead and get started off, I want to go ahead and welcome everybody to the Boom on Wheels talk show slash Massiveville Boys slash Clay, the Mutt talk show, all those guys. Actually, and parts of all y'all guys, because y'all guys have made, I have got two donations, one from Michael Shields, which is the guy that owns Side Bitch, and your guy LJ Robertson have made a donation to this show. They is keeping this show live, and I personally got a phone call from the Rat Pack crew. The Rat Pack crew is waiting for me to come and pick up a contribution to pay for the show. So, Clay, if you out there listening in, you need to get with me so I can turn this the change that I have received over so that we can keep our lights on and keep the bill rolling around here. And because these guys are stepping up and making small donations to make this show continue like it should. This show is for y'all, by y'all, and everybody has an opinion on this show. There is no one-man show. Now, I can tell y'all what I think, but hell, y'all might not agree with me, but that's what this show is all about. The show is on this show. We do not have our feelings on this show. So if you have your feelings, you need to go take them and put them in the back room and come back up to the front room with some thick skin, because this is where it go down and this is what we go down on your ass at on this talk show. With that being said, this is a recorded talk show. So if you say something on this talk show, you don't want nobody to go back and replay it and snap checking and all the other stuff that young kids be doing with these new phones, man. You understand me? You don't need to say it. But for the most part, this show is for y'all, by y'all. And I want everybody, when you get an opportunity, to press the one button. When you press that one button, I'm going to know that you want to speak and you want to tell everybody in the world that's listening or that will go back to this show and listen to this show and say, oh, Killer from Bunktuck Boot, Alabama called in and put his racist cap on the map. So that's what you're hitting the one button for. I'm not going to put you on the spot if you don't want to talk a long time. You understand me? Like I do a lot. Talk. I'm real long-winded. But y'all hitting the one button lets me know y'all want to let the world know what camp. Y'all camp is from and what kind of race car y'all got, when y'all coming out, and all this. I'm going to talk about upcoming events. Y'all are welcome to come on here and announce that y'all got a race going on, talk about your race, and all the other extra that goes along with Grudge Talking. We don't do no fighting and the bitching and all the other stuff on here. You want a race, call your man out. If I have his phone number or if you can text his phone number, I have access to call people in, and we're going to do it all that right way. This show, I have done this show on one consecutive turn for 4 years straight, and I just got back in it because I'm helping my buddy in the mountain. This is something I love to do, and I feel it is a need, and I have people that calls me on my phone specifically to say, Boom, man, if we have to buy our own show, we're going to open up a show. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Here it is. Y'all have this show. So this show is for y'all, by y'all. At this point, I need everybody to press the one button, and I'm going to get to y'all as I can. But right now, I'm getting off into the upcoming events. All right. For the ones that don't know, most of the local tracks are now open. Okay. So we got that established. February, I think the 10th through the 13th, Hub City is doing their thing. Scott Taylor, my friend, is them, and Chad is the manager there, and they're doing their thing over there in Hub City. And there's a lot of promoters from Mississippi doing their thing and promoting their races. So y'all get, and I think Smoke got something going on too in February. I don't know if anybody got Smoke number. Get on there and get Smoke on here so he can tell us about his race and what kind of shootouts and whatever he's gonna offer the races to come to patronize his race. But anyway, with that being said, after the February races in the Hub City, there's other couple other races I've seen on the end. I didn't keep in mind what they were, but y'all do know my race is March the 10th at State Capitol Raceway. The gates will open at 10 o'clock. We will start racing at 12 o'clock. Yes, we are going to start racing, testing and tuning, and getting ready for the 6-0, 7-0, and the old school big tie class. The flyer does not say old school big tie class. The flyer only says big tie class. But it is a old school big tie class. All right, for the ones that don't know what old school big tie class is, it's not, that's not, that means that you can't be a fiberglass car. You got to have steel roof, steel quarter. All right, so we got that out the way. All right, after we test and tune for 3 hours, which would be 3 o'clock, we're going to start the 6-0, 7-0, and the big old school tie shootout. That means we're going to run 3 classes in the early part of the day. At 5 o'clock, now, keep in mind, that's 5 hours of test and tuning for the small tire and for the true street guys. Yes, I did say 5 hours of test and tuning. Now, all right. Now, at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a driver's meeting for the races that's in the small tire. And at the same time, we're going to be running the other classes, the 6-0, the 7-0, and the big tie class. We're going to be running those, getting laying rubber down and getting everything prepared for the small tire guys to get it in. Now, y'all will, the ones that paid their money to come in, you will be able to test and tune whenever we call you up to test and tune, point blank, period. Ain't no other way to explain that. And for anybody to have a question, I'll be on the start line on the microphone. Come to me, talk to me. I'll answer any question. Or message me on Facebook. I'll answer any question. For the True Street class, my plans and intention is doing a cruise, but if all races agree not to make a cruise, we're not going to make the cruise. Now, we're also going to do this. If anybody get in that meeting and say, I don't think Billy Bob car qualifies to be a True Street car, then we're going to address that problem right then. We're not going to get into the shootout and say, well, I think he also was too fast for this class. He shouldn't be in this class. All the other stuff like that. We're going to do all that extra stuff, you understand me, in the driver's meeting. And we're not going to have a driver's meeting. We're going to have a driver's meeting with the car being there. That way, we're going to be at the circle at the head of the cars, and we will be there with the cars. And when you say your name, you can say, but that's my blue Nova right there. You understand me? You can point at the car, and you understand me? And then everybody can walk. If they feel one or two or whoever can go to the car, if they feel like that car don't fit that criteria, I mean, hey, say you want a cruise if you think that car can't make that cruise. Now, don't get on there pump fake and think the folk you're going to get out there. You better have a car with a gas with a night car. We're gonna ride up that road. You know that it ain't nothing but a highway out there by the track, so we're going to make that cruise. So y'all. And for the guys with the turbos that didn't go out and buy the full exhaust for the turbos, they got it out fender exit and everything, we're gonna relax those rules, okay? And then another thing with the True Street, most of the people do most of the DOT ties and all that stuff. You are allowed to wear a 28 tie, no W in that class, no W in that class. The true the 28 tie shootout is run with your brung, a 28W. You can't wear a W in the 28. Shootout. You can wear a W in a 28, but you cannot wear a W in the True Street. All right. You can wear a Snick or a Drag Raider. And a lot of people call me, is it going to be Raider prep or Snick prep? All I know is this right here. Voodoo Compound Traction Control is sponsoring this event. He's making a small contribution of money to put on the race, and he said he will offer a few gallons of prep, which will be in the hand sprayers, which I will spray when I feel that the track needs more compound put on it. Now, with that being said, for the ones that want to do a burnout in it, if there's something left in the bottle and there's enough that we need that we can do that with, I will put some under your tie for you. But now we're not going to go crazy with it because he will be out there selling this product. All right? Now, we got that established. So y'all understand we have five classes. The first three classes are going to be ran throughout the day. At 5 o'clock, which is start getting dark around 5:30-ish, we're going to be starting the small tie and the true screed. So in other words, we're going to, the spectators are going to have live action throughout the day. Now, at 10 o'clock, it's going to be grudge racing only, unless we are not through with the classes. That means you grudge race with somebody for whatever money you bring. Bring the money to me. Now, we're doing that. We're going to limit the people that's out there. Now, somebody just came through the gate at 9:55 and ain't made not one pass down the track. Oh, yeah, yes, he's going to be able to test them soon. We're not going to be, you know, understand me. Or if a person finna lock in, you understand me, a grudge race and need to make another pass, yes, we're gonna be leaning and let them make a pass. But now these are going to be potential people that's going to lock in a race to bring grudge action. In other words, there's no need for me to, you know what I'm saying, me continue to pay on a track rental, you know what I'm saying, for two extra hours, which is 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, because I'm actually doing 12 hours of racing. But I would love not to pay the extra 2 hours if there ain't no grudge racing or no, you know what I'm saying, good action going on, because I know the people in the stand want to see side-by-side action. They don't want to see cars doing single pass, and then ain't going to race nobody. With that being said, after my race, as y'all know, there's three locked-in races at the moment. Tate and Moji is going to get it in. I don't know exactly if Travis is going to be through with his car. But I do know that Tate and Mo probably going to that race is locked in because they're supposed to get it in. Then Dua Rogers and Reggie Rabbit and Side Bitch and Mind Changer is locked in. So that's just a news report. And as we go on throughout this show, I'm finished to open our mics right now so everybody can get on here and let the world know who they are, what kind of car they got. If you have not pushed the one button, I need you to push it now. Here we go. 504-9835. Your mic is hot.
And Gina, too. And one of them hollering and crying. Some of them say to me.
504-9835. Your mic is hot. 504-9835. Your mic is hot. All right. 504-2823, your mic is hot.
What's going on with your racing world? Ratchet Racing in the building.
What's going on, bro?
Oh, I ain't making no noise. Boom, just tuning in. Letting everybody know Ratchet Racing in the building. And I drive a 99 S10 Sonoma.
All right. That's what's up. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I got a bigger announcement that's gonna come up after the 8 o'clock. I got a big announcement. That's supposed to take place here in a little while. All right, Ratchet Racing, I'm glad you called in. 504. Just put your phone on mute, Nate. And that way I can't hear your background noise. 504-8720. Your mic is hot.
Say, boom, it's old Tate Manino, but I'm playing some Fortnite. Just listening. Make sure y'all ain't talking wild on my name. I'll jump in if I hear my name.
Okay, that's cool. Just put your phone on mic, on mute, Tate. And that's Tate from the what's the name of y'all group again, Tate? In for Life?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And them guys, they really get it in, man, especially with the big tie class. Them guys, like, they're the bracket racers that will grudge race, man. And I can tell you, see that young cat there? That guy loves the race, no matter what the situation is, because I guess, tell you what, You sit there and tell me he ain't a street racer. You won't. He'll be down on your ass, a young cat there. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I'm in love with these young cats in the racing, man. These young cats got a lot of nuts, man. They letting them cars go, and they driving their motherfucking ass off. And I can tell y'all, Tate is one of them. Michael Shields is one of them. And them cats don't mind racing. And I can tell y'all, you can call it getting in your feelings or whatever you want. Because when Tate get all pressure down on some motherfucking ass, he's going to go. He done already named his people already. And they already know how he coming and how he want to race. And goddamn me, that is. But with that being said, I'm going to go on to the next caller because things going to get really heated because we're going to probably roll on into the night tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But I hope y'all ain't got much going on because we're going to roll this show because the bean flip is going to be real good. I ain't the one to tell the recipe, but it's going to get good. 504-7308. Your mic is hot.
What up, Mahomes? LJ from Hammond just checking in.
All right. Who are you again?
This is LJ. LJ from Hammond.
Okay, Mr. LJ. What's going on, Mr. LJ? Mr. LJ is one of the guys that did make LJ, I appreciate you supporting the talk show, man, and making a small donation to the cause, man, to keep the radio show going. And, you know, like I tell everybody, man, don't nobody pay me to do this here, man. I take 2 hours or more. I'm out my family's time and my wife's time, you know, to do this here. I set the whole house down to be able to do this here. You understand me? You know, it's a lot. I cancel trips with my wife, you know. You know, me and my wife work hard on the weekends selling food, you know, on the pad and stuff. But then I do something the weekdays,
man.
You know.
Hello, man. I got to tell you, man, all these cats, you know, they want to use the show to get their little hustle on and make their little money on the races and all. But, man, they need to give back a little bit, man. The show ain't free, so... They need to give back a little bit, man. They need to realize the show generates a lot of money in their pockets, so give a little.
Absolutely. And I'm going to put some information out there right quick, LJ, because that's one reason why I stopped the radio talk show with Grudge Inc. You see, because I was the stomping ground and the people that listened to me and patronized my show. At one time, my talk show, which Jay Barnes had 15 or 20 of them, because he went to every state and got a governor. At the time, he was given a governorship. And I was working for Grudge Inc., and I got no kind of, like you would just say, appreciation. But now, you know, I heard through the grapevine that they was getting VP, because, you know, VP had a commercial on there. Mickey Thompson had a commercial on there. And guess what? Boomer Wheels was racing. I had the SCN truck, and I had the Blazer. Yeah, I was racing. You know what I'm saying? So I never got any fuel. I never got no tires. But Tony Buns and Willis and all them guys got fuel. But I was the number one talk show on his team, you know. Never got a $10 gift card to go get my wife and me a steak. And you know you can't get a steak for $10. But anyway, just to throw that out there, man. And I don't, when people come on here talking about the show, I don't charge them no money. But if somebody say, boom, I'm going to donate some money to the show, hey, I don't take it, you know what I'm saying? I take it and I give it to the people that's playing with the credit card, which is Clay and them. They pay the show and the show rolls on. And all I know one thing, every time I log on, the show be rolling. I never have a problem with the show being open. I have a problem with my computer sometimes like I did today. But I'm glad y'all guys, we got a full house. And LJ, I got to roll on because these people have pressed the one button. They want the world to know who is on that so we can really get greasy talking about some stuff. 504-8425, your mic is hot. 8425, your mic is hot. We're going to roll this bean footage. Your mic is hot. All right, do y'all, okay, y'all, you have to listen to your phone number. Listen for your phone number. Phone number 504, I don't tell you three numbers. But the last four numbers are 8425. Your mic is hot. Who am I speaking with? All right. They don't want to talk. All right. 805-3924.
What's up, Boom? It's Nick calling from Virginia again. Uncle Sam should be sending me back down the reel soon, so then hopefully I can race BJ and finally get it over with.
So you and BJ gonna get it in?
I hope so. Got to get the race master
that's
down sometime.
That's what's up. You got a Ford G8 or something like that, huh?
Yeah, just my little old family car.
That's what's going on, man. That's what this is, a racing talk. This is a racing talk show, man. That's what we do. We race and we call people out and we get people ready. Because, like you said, when you come to Uncle Sam, send you back this way, you understand me, down on his ass, you're going to go, okay? All right, here we go. All right. Next caller, just put your phone on mute, and then when you want to talk later, just unmute your phone. And that way the show will be nice and quiet like it is. And when somebody wants to say something, we'll be respectful that they can hear us, okay?
All right, sounds good. PM me after this so I can PayPal you some money.
Okay, hold on.
Say, boom, how do you
make sure
it on a computer? It says it's full. My friend's trying to call in.
Huh?
How do you listen to it on a computer? Isn't there a way to listen to it through a computer? Website or something?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. I do know it's Blog Talk Radio, and I don't know if it's Madisonville Boys on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. I have re-sent the link to me for me to send to somebody else. But just like go on Blog Talk Radio and you just look up Madisonville Boys, and it should come up somewhere. And then it asks you want to listen now, and then you can listen to it through your computer. But I'm glad that's a good question for you, because I am going to remember that, because I need to write that down so I have it in front of me. So that when the next person asks me, I could tell them that. But if you can, call that person in on three-way for the meantime, and then we can get an exact answer for you, okay?
Okay. If we don't find it, that's what I'll do.
Okay. For the ones, Nick, if y'all got something to write with, for the ones that want to make a $2 or $3 donation, some people do more. I'm not telling nobody what to say. If you want to send money so we can keep the bills paid on this show, I think this particular show costs $49.95 a month, and them guys, the Madisonville Boys and Clay have been footing the bill for the longest. I think it's been a couple of years, and a lot of people want this show to continue. If y'all want to send PayPal, it is, everybody know my name, Boom on Wheels, 73, that's the year I was born, at yahoo.com. And that, it's simple to remember. Boom on Wheels. That's with an S at the end. Boom on Wheels 73 at yahoo.com on PayPal. I am on PayPal. And everything that y'all send, and I prefer everybody to send it that way because we can send thank you letters out, and you know what I'm saying? Or I can post it on Facebook and screenshot it and let everybody know who all is helping out, and you know what I'm saying? And we're not going to make it political, no, but we're just going to let every time I get a PayPal hit on my phone, you know what I'm saying? I announce it. Like I announced it earlier about Michael Shield making a donation at the pad. When he seen me at the pad, he said, "Hey man, huh, put this on the talk show." And I said, "Okay, cool." You know, and same thing with LJ. You know, let me roll on, guys, because these guys we got a full house. We got to try to get the show on over because y'all know we're running late. We still gonna get on full time. The show won't shut down until past 9:30. So we got till 9:30. So, but we probably roll on to 10:30 if we talking about racing and talking about locking in. All right, 985-7572. Your mic is hot.
Brandon from Hammond, boo.
Okay, Brandon. Okay, what's up, Brandon? I heard you went to Mississippi, man, and trying to put 700 on that thing to run the Mississippi boy because you got out there, seen them boys flying on that No Prayer Road out there. They said you try to put 700 on that thing and banged it through the motor and blew the whole top of the motor over. No, I'm just kidding with you, man. But no, I really had a problem with the motor.
Yeah, it had nitrous backfire. I think it was from some fire plugs from running from them damn harbor cops night, man. They were on me like stink on shit. I had a lot of drive time with the plugs. Running from them.
Right.
So we finally loaded them on the trailer. Right. So not really running from them. We just weren't trying to go far. But they followed us everywhere we went.
But have you had a chance to take it down and see what you may have hurt or anything? Did you hurt anything that you know of?
I pull the plugs. I'm going to do a compression check on it tomorrow and check it.
Okay, then. I hope for the best on them, man.
Pull the plugs. Yeah, I didn't burn no tips or nothing, so hopefully... Okay, everything good.
That's good. That's what's up. All right. I appreciate you for calling in. I'm going to roll over to the next callers and stuff so we can we got about 3-4 more callers we're going to get in. I think there's Street Fighter here. What's going on, Street Fighter?
Hey, what's up, boom?
Okay, call it, brother. You doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I can't make no noise, man. Can't get the food with the car. We working, bro. But just want you to know our team from Texas and Louisiana going to come see you, bro.
Okay, that's cool. Come on down, man. Come on down. Oh, yeah. Come on down, man, because let me change something. That's what we like right in the city, man. We want action down here, man. All these guys out here, they're spectators. Most of the guys that are listening, they're spectators, and they like to see action. They bring action, man, and that's all these guys want to do, man. That's all they want to do. They want to race, and see some race.
We see all
the ones that are down.
Y'all getting it in. Y'all getting it in, boom.
I appreciate
y'all getting it in. Everybody be talking about they got like a pass. I thought y'all race 7 days a week.
I can say we pretty much if we get an opportunity, we'll race 7 days a week down here if the weather permits us. We will because down here, man, you call somebody out around this country around here, man, get what they can do. Ask Brandon. Brandon will tell you. All you gotta do is make a phone call to BJ or anybody that got Chad or Mida or anybody and say you wanna race somebody,
really
it won't take but one post. One post on fast cars and boy down on your ass,
yeah,
guys will go, man.
You know,
but I can't say that
yeah.
Since we on the talk show though, you know, I'll be missing. I'm real missing. Everybody already know I'm missing, man. But us Louisiana guys, man, we need to step up to the plate. And if y'all wanna do the free racing thing, that's cool, man. But y'all guys have got to come down here where a lot of people, a lot of tourists is coming down here, man. Y'all wouldn't believe the people that will come down here just to make a single pass on the pad and go all the way back up to North Dakota some damn well, you know?
Okay,
so, I mean, that tells you we're doing something right over here. So what I'm campaigning for is if you're going to be a street racer or street fighter like I know you are, I need y'all guys to come down here and be on standby at all times. If you can make the call, make the call. If you can't, oh, well, it is what it is. You understand me? You know,
like
you're the guy from James Patrick from Alabama wants to race Side Bitch. Side Bitch ain't ready right now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no long delay with Side Bitch or nothing, but it's just that last pass, it kind of was squirrel on the hill and come to find out it was slaying all under the car. So we're going to find out what all that consists of, and once we get that back fit, that Side Bitch going to be right back on somebody else's ass. So before y'all know it. But
hey, boom.
Other than that, man.
Let me tell you this, boom.
Yes, sir.
Boom, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
My team is right there under your nose, player.
Uh-oh.
Everybody,
well,
I'm the one on
the
outskirts. For the ones that's
confused about the videos and what all took place this past weekend. Somebody phone, give us some feedback. If you're not talking, mute your phone for us, please, because that noise is very irritating in our ears. And some people got earplugs in. All right, thank you. But just so that everybody know, I mean, a lot of people think I'm a biased person and don't, you know what I'm saying, that I'm a one-way type person. But let me tell y'all something. We lost both of them races this past weekend with Side Bitch. So the money was paid to the Blue Nova. Now, the Nova number got paid, but they wasn't the fastest vehicle that day. That car is the faster car. I know the car. So I know the car is the faster car. I didn't bet a whole lot of money in the pot. You understand me? Because I knew the car was a faster car on the motor. So, you know, I told the youngster off the dunk, you better grab your asshole and hope you got enough, homeboy, because that big motherfucker come running at you. So, but with that being said, you know, a lot of people call me race blockers. They put me like in the Michael Jordan picture with my face in it, blocking the ball for the game. I don't block a race because let me tell you something. If I was blocking a race, there's a lot of races that would never happen with that car. So if I was blocking, that's a false statement. But hold on, ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple more mics to open up, and then we're going to open the floor to anybody that wants to open up a conversation, but we're going to make an announcement as soon as I get my people to get on the line. 504-6175.
Yo, what's up, Boom? This is O'Razor Jason out of San Bernardino Parish, man, representing the Anna for Life Click, bro.
That's what's up. What's up, Jason?
With the great Lumberjack, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah,
he's a lumberjack at home, boy. I'm talking about the dad, the son, all the motherfuckers over there. All the motherfuckers lumberjack, man. They cut the goddamn tree down on y'all ass. But, hey, man, y'all got some hell of a call in y'all. Yeah. Josh, all them of them, man. Josh done came a long way with his car, man. Josh bought that car, you know, and everybody was laughing at Josh. They were laughing at Josh and all his other shit, but let me tell you something. Josh done got him a little seat time, and Josh ready to bring 2018 in. Good, old boy. I can tell you.
Yeah, we
Josh ready to make a move.
We trying to do a little we trying to do a little something, man, you know. I was checking out Boom with that Nova that was out there with Side Bitch. I mean, what do you want, a piece of that jack or what?
Man, let me tell you something, bro. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Man. That car there, I mean, I don't know. What you trying I mean, y'all trying to do that at the track? What y'all trying to do that at?
We're going to do that at the track, man. I mean, we bring Lumberjack out down the street, man. You better have an Amalan, Scuba Gear, and everything else. We might wind up in them fucking keys over there. Bring that motherfucker.
Right. But I don't know. I mean, his name is Shay on Facebook. You know, they gave me a charge. I'm trying to put people on people and all this other type of stuff. So I don't give a damn what they say, really. But, I'll ask. I mean, if you don't ask, I mean, damn, none of the races will ever be set up, you know? But, he does do a lot of track races, so I'm quite sure he'd be up for something like that. And, because I know one thing, he ain't going to get that car down, not right now, down on Nitro. So, you know, that's why they agreed to run the same race on motor, because they pretty much know they pretty much knew they had Savage covered on the motor. So, that's why they brought that car down here. Thinking that they could bring a big old big time with a big block, they're going to fuck Savage up. But, hey, Savage jump. You know what I'm saying? And he lost the race both times. So, but I personally don't think he jumped the first race, though. But, I mean, it is what it is. They called and they got their money.
And from the video, I don't think he jumped the second fucking race.
The car lifted up. And see, people talk about the car went into a roll because he went on a train break. But let me tell you something. You know, I mean, you have to judge. I mean, my personal opinion, and that's what this show is about, everybody's opinion. And everybody on here has an opinion, you know. So the movement that he made, and also you keep in mind too, the Nova move too. Actually, the Nova left first. If you watch the video, watch my hand. When my hand extends directly straight out to BJ, let him know that we were ready. That Nova took the fuck off. So, but I mean, it's all good. I bet you they won't try it again.
No, I don't think he would. Nah, I don't think he would.
But anyway, it's all gravy. I'm gonna say this here, boy. I know the one person gonna be here like a month. They better go find another recruit to come and whoop him. Cause watch the line blow up now. The line's gonna blow up now with that. But anyway, into 8 o'clock and. I got to call somebody in right quick. Let me call somebody in. Because they were supposed to get on the show to make a breaking news. I'm doubting it now, y'all. Give me a... Because for the small-time guys, I'm doubting in the breaking news people, because the small-time guys is going to participate in my race March the 10th. The breaking news. I don't know what happened just then. Hello?
Gang.
Let's see. 504-4017. 504-4017. Okay, let's see. I'm going to try that again. But anyway, let me try one more time. If y'all, for the people that don't know my phone number, if y'all want to text me something or y'all want me to call somebody in, y'all trying to lock somebody in, he may be busy. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, what it is. I have just got on board. Hello? Okay, but anyway, I have gotten on board with the Small Town Shootout. Legacy GMC is sponsoring my race, and they are putting $2,000 on top of the money that I'm offering. So like I said on that flyer, money is subject to change. Daily I'm soliciting sponsors to sponsor these classes and to offer more money. And that's what I know y'all racers want. The more money, the more y'all enticed to come out to participate in these shootouts. I can't think of the guy's name from Jordan Harris and the Wells brothers. All those guys have always supported my races in March. I have not got a sponsorship on them guys yet, on the amount of money yet, but I do know them guys sponsor real big. Matter of fact, I'm going to campaign this Sunday at an event that we're having. We're having a special event, and I'm cooking for the whole family. And I'm doing crawfish, 400 pounds of crawfish for them. I'm going to talk with them, try to get a concrete number from them, because they're going to also be sponsors of the True Street Car Shootout, because that's what they have. And we're going to roll with that number. But with that being said, if there's some new people that have just chimed in, if you want, you can press the one button to let the racer world know who you are out there. And in 30 more minutes, this show is going to get greasy. We're going to let a call out. We're going to find out if they got anybody on here that's trying to make a call out. Try to get somebody on the line, because I can call people in. Now, anytime after 9:30, I'm not going to be able to call people in, or you won't be able to call in. You just be the people that's on the show already. So around that time, around 9:30, do not let your phone hang up on you. If anything, you know, you hang up and call back in if you can, because a lot of people can't get on the show and have to turn to going on the internet to hear the show, but they won't be able to talk or won't be able to press the one button if their name is called. So try to stay on as long as you can. And if you know someone else that's on it, if you fall off, you can't get back on, call them on through and have them to call, text them and have them to put you in. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, man. I'm going to try to call this person back in one more time, because they text me and saying it ain't working. That was the big breaking news that I wanted to bring to the table to y'all races in a small tie class, is that we have a sponsor that is putting 504-4017. Hello? Hello? 504-4017. All right. Well, I'll try it again.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Smoke's trying to call in. He's the 601-6789.
Okay.
To give everybody info on his race.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Hold on, you got to give me that number again, because I don't have. He's not on here already. I don't see it. But
He said he was 601.
I mean, he may be on there. Smoke, if you can hear my voice, Smoke, press the one button. Smoke, if you out there, you hear my voice, press the one button. Okay, 601. Hold on.
303.
You said 6. Okay, yeah, he on here. He just didn't press the one button. Okay, just so I wanted to repeat this again. You big dummy. Ain't that what friend G. Sample say? You big dummy. I've been saying press the one button the whole day. Okay, let me say this so we won't have no more smokes on the board, y'all. If y'all want to say something, want to promote something, want to sell something, you can also do that on this talk show, because this show is for y'all by y'all. Press the one button and let me know that you want to talk. You won't have to text your friend to tell me that you want to talk. Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Smoke.
What's going on, G?
I can't call it, man. Having fun in the sun, man, on the talk show tonight. What's going on with you?
Not much. I just want to give everybody a heads up about the about my race, February 30th. It's an all-girls race. I'm thinking about throwing a small tie in, but I be running behind my truck, so I have so many problems behind my truck. So when I come to the track, I be trying to focus on my truck and damn near my truck only. But I got my street car coming. We got a guy out of Macomb. We running for like $10,000. So, I mean, I don't have time for a class race, a class. You know, by any means necessary, not knocking none of y'all racers, but, you know, they come out to for class races. I don't knock y'all. I would love to throw a class race, a small type class. But like I said, I don't have the time, guys. So, I mean, you know, don't hold me in consideration of that, you know, of not coming out supporting the race. But, you know, I'm just sorry. Like I said, everybody know my truck lineman to blow up at any time. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I be trying to focus on my truck and do what I can. So, I mean, I love to see a lot of guys out there. If anybody want to lock horns, hey, step up and call me out. You know, I mean, I'll be willing to lock in anywhere from 500 on 2,500 or better. I mean, I ain't trying to buy no race. I mean, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. But I love to grow a couple of y'all Louisiana guys. You know, I was sitting there listening to that boom. Saying, you know, Side Bitch ain't gonna be back together. I'd love to lock in with Side Bitch y'all for February 30th.
Right, right. Well, Side Bitch, I ain't gonna lie to you. Side Bitch ain't gonna, it's certain people that Side Bitch gonna come to the track and run. But after your race, you know what I'm saying, me, and I could tell you, and I can speak for Mike. Mike gonna hit the one button in a minute. But Mike wants to race you. But you already know.
Yeah.
It's going to start off 500, and we hadn't raced for 500 in a while. It's always been 1,100 or better, but I can't sit there and tell you that the other people are going to come in the pot. All I can tell you is that Mike and his mom and daddy and me are going to come over $500.
Yeah.
And possibly more.
Then my thing, boy. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this because bad as I want to run him. I mean, and everybody know my luck ain't been one for fuck at the pad, you know, so. I mean, I'm not knocking the fad. I don't knock the fad. You know, a couple people done talked about our role, but it's different scope for different folks, you know. Y'all been racing at the pad, I mean, all y'all fucking lives, you know. We've been racing on these back roads, I mean, all our lives. I mean, we just got through street racing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, my look ain't worth a fuck at the fad. If Side Bitch come to the track, him and him only. I'll run him for that 500.
Oh, I understand.
But you got to understand.
That car really not that fast in numbers, bro. It ain't. And that's the reason why it's going A to B on every motherfucking thing you got. That motherfucker, leave is on everything. It ain't got no motor go. So, we just got to leave you alone, homeboy, on some real shit. We just gonna leave you alone.
Yeah.
So
catch calls on fire.
What are you saying
now? All Mississippi good for is to catch calls on fire.
That's understandable though. That's understandable. You know, I mean, when some come out of Louisiana, they catch on fire too. So I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know. I did. You must have been hiding in the woods. Must have touched my car or something.
It be that way sometimes, man. I mean, I just ain't got no fucking luck with Tink Tink. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it run good. Sometimes it don't. Sometimes it'll go down the road. And hell, 9 times out of 10, it won't. So, I mean, I just rough stay the fuck from down there from the pad with that song. It just ain't. I don't know. Boo boo beat my ass.
It's understood. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that want to come down here and get on there. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, hey, you know, it's to each his own. You know, and like I said, if it ain't, that ain't what your car want, I like. Mm-hmm.
Answer,
give us that date again. Give us that date again, By the way, let me ask this question too. I do have a job, February the 3rd, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, boy. You know, you always got a job with me, man. You know,
that's all I
want to
know.
Right? What's understood ain't got to be explained. Right. Else, you know, but that February 3rd, like I said, it's gonna be a strictly grudge rate. Me and Brandon Smith was talking last night about doing a class, but like I said, it's not official yet. I mean, the flyer will be updated, but at the end of the day, like I said, strictly grudge.
So basically, what you're saying is, February the 3rd, if you get enough people to come to you, stand in the circle, and put their name in a hat saying they want to participate and they got their money in their hand, down on their ass, you're going to go with a class. Is that what you're saying?
And down on their ass, I go with a class. But, like I said, I'm working toward it, boom. I mean, and at the end of the day, like I said, if people out there want to participate in a class, get with Boom, and Boom will get with me, and we all can get together and see what we can come up with. I mean, I'm not going to say
that's understandable.
A ton of money
that's
on top of it. I'm not that type of person, but at the end of the day, like I said, I will put something together for you small time guys. Say it again, Boom, how you said it, but mine a little earlier. All that guys coming out trying to beat the clock and trying to put on a show and run up and down the track by themselves and race the clock and then get right back in the pit talking about how bad they are and how fast they are. At 8 o'clock is no more single passes. Now you can go down with your buddy and highlight y'all girls racing, but you going down that track with somebody. Now if you come
absolutely
up there by yourself, you're not making no solo pass. So I mean, don't come thinking you finna run up and down the track. You better get there early and go on to get the solo passes out up from up under your belt, because after 8 o'clock is no more solo pass.
And that's understandable, because, I mean, if you don't do that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and like you said, if it comes out, you just want to make – sign your friend, you know what I'm saying? I mean, go down beside your friend, you know? But like you said, ain't going to be no single, you know? Ain't going to be no single. At that point in time, you got to really think about it. 8 o'clock, think about it, man. Think about it, really. At 8 o'clock, you ain't got but 4 more hours, man. And how long is it going to take you to get ready to run somebody if you really come to run somebody? Like the man said, right now it's set up to be a straight grudge fest. And if y'all get in there, you want to log in the week before or log in at the track, because a lot of people are going to see who they are. You understand me? I can tell y'all, I've always had a bird in one of my – I consider it a home track. And I ain't seen nobody that hadn't had – that came there that won a race that didn't get a race. Every time I build a car, I got me a raise. Am I lying, Smoke?
If you ain't lying,
you know,
Boba, you
know
whatever
that
you brought up, you got it right. Hey, but I got one more question. Why is Mike hot? Brandon, your car be back together for the 3rd?
Who? Come back?
Brandon.
Yeah.
It'll be back together for the 3rd.
But I ain't gonna be off. I'm gonna be on that turnaround.
Oh yeah, you did just say that. My bad. You better been glad.
Why? Bring that streetcar to the pad. I'll tell you what. I get it together. I'll come to Mississippi.
I tell you what, ain't what you give a monkey to make him shit at what he eat. I dare you cross that fucking line.
I crossed that pitch Saturday night. You were nowhere to be found unless you're the one that caught my shit on fire.
But listen, bro. The one thing about the whole situation, boom, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to let you move on. But I got one question to ask. You feel what I'm saying?
No. Go ahead. Do what you do.
Listen to how I'm going to put this, though, boom, and tell me don't it make sense. Now,
okay,
when Brandon got back on the phone with you, he said, hey, boom, Smoke trying to call in and get on the talk show. Which, you know, like, Fred said, you big dummy. I was sitting there holding the phone, you know. Had never prayed once. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he turned around and called my phone and said, hey, was you able to get on the talk show? I said, yeah, I'm on the other line. And then when he called you. when he crossed over the Mississippi, he didn't goddamn worry about picking up that phone. So therefore, he wasn't looking for me, right or wrong.
You about a messy
motherfucker.
No, I think what it was, he unexpectedly popped up on y'all, man, because he got tired of running from the harbor police over this way. So he got tired, loaded up, and he knew they was racing over there because a couple people had already told him they were doing a Liz race out there. So, you know, I think that's where he had went in that area over there. So I don't know, but I think that's what motivated him to come that way unexpectedly. So I don't know. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but go ahead.
It was just last minute. We got tired of running, and I was told let's head to Mississippi, and they weren't waiting for nothing, and I wasn't getting left behind, so we just hauled ass.
Yeah. I answer this question, well, you know, a couple of y'all was at the pad. I know some guys came from Alabama, I don't know if it rained on them or rained y'all out, or did it rain on the way, on their way to the pad. But now I'm gonna tell y'all like this right here, and you know, I mean, a lot of people don't like to travel. A lot of people don't like to go out of town. A lot of people don't like to leave their hometown. You know, me, I will travel through certain circumstances. Now, I knew a couple guys over in Alabama where them guys came from. And you know how when you pass the Alabama sign, what that sign said, Bo?
The Alabama sign?
Yeah, the Alabama sign. What did it say up on?
Is that the one that said home addicted? Yeah, sweet home
Alabama.
Oh, yeah, I was intending to ask you about that because somebody called me and said, boom. You need to go to what's the name? I said, go where? I'll give you some top secret information. I said, top secret information? He said, yeah. Smoke done found a honey hole in Alabama. I said, he done found a honey hole? I said, was it in the baths over there? He said, no, they got a bunch of cars over there. So you know what? A honey that got bam. Huh?
Boom. When I tell you them some bitches, that came and handed me, I think it was about $1,500. Told me just take it and leave their town.
Yes, indeed. Ain't that something? Boy, I tell you, man.
I mean, you know, which is, don't get me wrong, it's bullshit wherever you go with. And the guy, which is, I try to hold a man to what he said. But now, if you tell me something, just like if I tell you something, go back on my word, you know, I ain't much of a man. But now I'm gonna be man enough if I go back on my word and say, "Hey, boom, I fucked up. I stuck my foot in my mouth." Now, if you can't respect that, then it's no respect. But the guy told me, what the guy said after I ran the first dude, I just beat it. He blew up. I'm talking about it wasn't even no race. But the dude, the little young cat who drive the car, he said, "Yeah, how we gonna run?" I said, "Shit, I mean, how you want to run, shit? I like flag, man. Oh, you my guy." That's what he said. "You my guy." I said, he said, "Oh, I'm finna take you to school." Well, you know, I'm with the shit. I ain't even more gonna lie to you. Anybody know me? Anybody seen a video of me racing? I'm gonna jump like a motherfucker. I'm gonna play in the road. Because guess what? Shit, my old lady and my mom and daddy gonna come get me out. So, I mean, they ain't gonna leave me there. So it is what it is. But at the end of the day, the motherfucker didn't show up. And then when the guy who owned the car got in the car and seen me leave on it, the motherfucker said his shit was running hot. Which is, you know, don't get me wrong, different scope for different folks, but they sweet over there in Alabama.
Hey, but I am campaigning. I'm gonna get me about five good Louisiana guys that want to travel. And I'm going to Alabama. I already got something in the making right now, so I'm going to Alabama. I don't think it's the same town, but I'm gonna communicate with you and find out if that's the same honey hole that I'm talking about going to. So with that being said, y'all guys stay posted with that smoke. So that's February the 3rd, the Hub City Drag, but y'all, Smoke is putting on his first annual Grudge Fest. So, you know, it's not his first race. It's his first Grudge Fest, meaning he's going to be doing a number of grudge races unless y'all guys get there with them class car, 6070, and y'all get in big numbers and get a good car count. He said he gonna do it. You understand me? If we get the cars in, y'all put the money up. You understand me? Put a little sum on it. You understand me? You know, and they gonna make it right for y'all. But with that being said, it is classified at this moment as a strict test and tune and grudge fest. Now, do not come at 8:01 and tell me I want to make a test and tune hit. It's not gonna happen. The man said at 8:00, it's gonna be side by side action. That means you still test and tune, but you're gonna be beside somebody. So, you know, some people like to test and tune by themselves, you know. So, but, you know. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get good. It's going to get good. 2018 is going to be a great year. I can tell y'all, I'm already getting myself set up for a banquet. Because there's going to be some racing going on. And I can tell y'all, just in the month of January, there's been a lot of action. And you know, with the tracks being open and with the tracks being closed. So with that being said, I just want to put that out there, Smoke, that you went up there in Alabama and whacked some guys' ass up there in Alabama. And let me tell you something, them Alabama guys got some husbands over there too. They be baking up some shit. And that little white Mustang came out of Alabama. Not James Patrick, but James Patrick wanted to come down yesterday. I think he wanted to come down and run side bitching. Other, you know, and whatever. But them guys out there come. Joey came over here and whooped side bitch. All them guys come out. That Malibu from Mississippi came over here. That blue Malibu came over here. You know, and let it be known he want to run side bitch also too. But you know, we told him we're running, but them guys ain't gonna bet a whole lot of money because they really don't want to run no turbo cars really. But he said he'll run for a few hundred dollars. I guess they declined because they didn't come. So. But side bitch wound up being hurt anyway. So, but with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna have a great 2018 year. We're gonna do a lot of racing, man. And I want a lot of people to understand. I want to talk about this on the radio talk show today, man. Let me tell y'all guys something. We got some wicked shit going on in our world right now, and for all these guys who got all this anger stored in them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers want to fight. Why don't y'all go sign up for the Army? We see y'all ass over there in North Korea over there, or South Korea on that line over there. Y'all want to fight, you understand me, rather than race. You understand me? Go sign up for the Army. You understand me? Because, I mean, fighting and racing don't mix. I mean, you think about it, guys, on some real shit. If I want to grudge race you, but you want to fight me, and I see you want to fight me, and I see you getting aggravated. What's the chance of you getting my money now? Slim to none. Rather than get your ass out there, bet whatever motherfucker trying to bet you, race, win or lose, and go on with your life. Because, I mean, at this time and point, man, all this bullshit going on in the world, I mean, one day you're here, and the next day you're gone. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just beg that all this anger and all this problem. I mean, if a motherfucker don't fuck your old lady and you separated from her now because he fucked her, I mean, take that up somewhere else or any other problem. It ain't got to be about sex, but any other problem. You don't like nobody. Let me tell you something about somebody I don't like. It ain't many people that I don't like. I might argue with you. I might disagree with you, but that don't mean I don't like you. You understand me? I talk to motherfuckers crazy all around the world. That don't mean I don't like them. Look at me and Dinky. Man, Diggy argue all the time. Y'all see the video? Man, Diggy argue like we just two fucking enemies, bro. But when all them cameras go off and we are, guess where we at? We at the fucking, you know what I'm saying? We at the steakhouse. He, you know what I'm saying? He eating him a big breakfast or something. Or eating him some donuts. Y'all know I don't eat that shit no more, but you know what I'm saying? I go out and chill and sit down with people that's going out to eat. But, hey, you know, it's about this. It's racing, man. I don't care if you're at the track, you're at the pad. I don't give a fuck where you at. All this stuff that's going on around here now with the cars, it is all racing. You want to, like I said, I'm going to say this again. You want to fight, go join the Army. Them motherfuckers will curl you out over there. I promise you that because you're in a land that you don't know. GPS ain't going to work, and you fighting on their fucking terms. So if you want to fight, go to Iraq somewhere. They'll put your ass there. You fight over there all you want. Karate kick them. Do what you want to do there. Judo or whatever. Kick them motherfuckers. You want to fight. But anyway, not saying that somebody was fighting. Not indicating none of that. But I'm saying there's a place and time for everything. And look at the odds or chances of you getting somebody else's money if you fight with them. Slim to none. So you really defeated the purpose of calling the person out if y'all ain't going to race it because y'all arguing about fighting. So if I want to call Smoke out, what I like going out there trying to get knuckle to knuckle with Smoke? Because he, you know what I'm saying, if he's a pit bull like me, he ain't going to hear nothing about no motherfucker racing now that I done throw my bowls up at him. He want to go ahead and finish his thing on off. And then guess what? Nobody seen no racing. Everybody out there to see a racing, ain't nobody going to see no racing because it's all a humbug. But with that being said, I think it's going to get better because a lot of people are getting tough skin. A lot of people see what they got to have in order to get it off into this grudge racing game. There is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. There's a difference. A lot of people don't understand that there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I mean, grudge racers grudge talk, too. And if you ain't got thick skin, oh, you know that what's his name? He know he can talk some shit. And guess what? And without the grudge, talking or smack talking, whatever you want to call it, a lot of they do not know how many people get their cars together because they want to go fuck Smoke up because of the bullshit that he talk. Am I lying, Smoke?
You said saying grade 100, boo.
Okay.
You can hear me, boo.
But you know, yeah, I heard you. I'm trying to read and listen to you at the same time. I can't chew bubble gum. Whoa!
Not cutting you off, and you said a mouthful. You know, witches. Don't get me wrong. I talk just to get up under a motherfucker's skin to get them off their game. But at the end of the day, this is my thing. This is my big theory about the whole situation about talking shit.
You on the talk, so just hold the phone until you get ready to talk. All right. Go ahead, Smoke.
All right, Bob. You know, this the whole theory about smack talking, you know, because that's what I do. I talk shit a half on. Everything that I said is to get up on the motherfucking skin. But at the end of the day you know, you got guys coming into the grudge game, you know, to talk shit. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna tell a motherfucker this, and I'm going to do that. But for me, let's go for you, boom, let's go for every guy on this talk show. Don't say anything that you're not willing to get said to you. Now, if you going to sit up and say, call me a punk motherfucker and this, that, and the third, but as soon as I call you a punk motherfucker, you get in your feelings. You know, it's a difference in talking shit and having fun. I'm not going to call you, boom, no punk motherfucker if I'm going to get mad when you call me a punk motherfucker. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And like you said, you got fighting and arguing everywhere you go with, just like guys right here. You know, and me on the outside looking in is where guys say shit that they don't want it to be said to them. So I mean, why do it if you don't get mad about it? Why call somebody else out of their name? You see what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
And when it's all said and done, man, like you said, boom, bro, we need to come together.
All right. Somebody got their mic open. They're not on mute, and we can hear some background noise. All right, but with that being said, go ahead.
It's not a black, white, yellow. It's not a racist thing, but everybody want to make this fucking world so much of hatred. I mean, I can eat steak with any one of you guys on this phone. You know, man, you can argue at the track, and we can leave that and go to State Roadhouse. Hell, it don't make a fuck with me. But at the end of the day, you know, we all need to come together. We need to try to make racing great again, man. No lie, no bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. Because a lot of these cats, I ain't going to lie to you. A lot of these cats, you know, just, you know, a lot of them getting in, getting their feet wet and understanding. how this racing game going in the grudge world, you know what I'm saying? And I say this here before I open my show because you came on late, so you didn't get a chance to hear me say it. I tell them all the time on my talk show, if you are thin-skinned, and this is not the show for you to be on. I tell them that.
Nope.
See, because we get people on here, and I like you said, Smoke, me and you do that. Me and you call each other punk motherfuckers and fat motherfucker. We do that. And we know one thing about it. Me and you going to talk bad to each other, but me and you ain't going to put our hands on neither one of each other. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
See, because that's where the line is running. Smoke can call me anything. I mean, even anybody I deal with, you know. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I had a situation that I felt like a motherfucker was doing some, I call some whole shit. But, you know, they got personal, thought I was calling them a hoe. No, what they did was what a hoe would do. Now, if you say, I'm like that preacher that was on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if everybody seen that video of the preacher calling the preach the congregation a hoe. If you think you're a hoe, if it applies to you, you're a hoe. But by you calling me a punk motherfucker, I don't do homosexual activity, so that doesn't apply to me. That's just something that you said out your mouth. But some people can't handle that. So what they need to do, the ones that can't handle it, they need to stand back and get out the way and let. And I know a lot of people that don't get on Facebook and respond to nothing or call nobody up because they can't handle the heat. And they know they can't handle the heat, so they don't do it, which is respectful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm glad we clarified that, we talked about that, because we don't need humbug in the racing game if we all trying to make racing great again. You know? So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:37, and it is time to get messy. Now, I got a full house. And I want to know one thing. It ain't got to be my show, Watch the Tip. It ain't got to be Smoke Show, February 3rd. I want to know who in the hell on here want to lock somebody in. Don't all y'all push the one button at one time or speak at one time, but y'all can speak now or forever hold your peace. Church is in session. Smoke, you hear me?
I hear you.
Well, listen. Deacon, listen. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
This punk motor racing out of Baton Rouge.
All right.
Yeah. I was down for a moment. They got a guy with an El Camino named John Cezo. They've been talking a lot of noise, but
okay.
I made a list of 5 cars that I want to run. I should be together for March. Everything looking good. I should be together. I want all 5 of them to be there.
Okay.
That's just
okay.
How stupid I am.
Ooh,
I'm tired of that noise. They talk a lot of noise, boom, and they always want to go down the track by their goddogs on the field. But as long as my car there, they ain't going down there by themselves. I already told them that.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't going by
themselves. Well, then you're going to speed.
They
done
messed
up. And get next
boom,
to them, huh?
They done messed up. Yeah. They didn't let Punk Motor car back together. They done messed up.
Ooh, wee. Yes, indeed. Hold on just a second. We finna finish your conversation. Right.
Yes, sir.
504-0967.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, you got a lot of background noise. What's going on? Talk to
him. Oh, my bad. Boom, this Cam. This is Intimidator Bars, man. Look at here. We're looking for some action on the motor with that little black car, boom.
That little black motherfucker.
You heard me? We ain't niggas in the city acting like they scared. You heard me? We lost to LeBron and not nobody else want to step up. We're trying to see who on this talk show wants. But if they're going to come down or if they're in the city already, we're trying to get some action, man.
Hey, hold on. We got a man on here with an air body. Hey, muster motherfucker, what you want to do on motor with an air body sit like you? What you want to do?
Hold me, boo?
Yes, sir. You the only muster motherfucker over here. Huh?
Hold on, boo. Listen to me, boo. Listen to me, too. You know, no disrespect to nobody.
Hold on.
I'm gonna tell y'all some.
Hold on. Let me get Hold on. If you're not talking, Terminator and Smoke, only people that need to be unmuted. Go ahead. I don't want to have to go through the computer system and mute y'all myself. That means y'all won't get able to talk. If you're not talking, mute your phone. I don't need but two people. These are the two people talking right now. These guys want some action. I'm referring them to a guy that may bring him action. He's going to speak. So if you're not talking, mute your phone for me. So I won't hear no background besides these two guys. It's possible to finish here at all. Now go ahead, Smoke.
Now this is me. No disrespect to nobody on here. But I'm going to spray my mama if she gets beside me. So I ain't got no more.
Same here. I think me and you went through the same. I think me and you went to the same school, so. Okay, well, I just thought maybe you'd get on the motor.
I'm like Smoke. If my mama come back with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in the car, I'm spraying them too.
That's
right. And I love Jesus. Don't get me wrong. Jesus saved my. He died for. But if he come back in the car, he gonna get sprayed.
That's it. Well, sound like y'all went to the same school I went to. So y'all didn't see. I ain't gonna lie to you. I came out and ran my first 9 races with Pork Chop on the motor though. I did do that. But goddamn me, boy, when I got on that goddamn jungle juice, boy. Ooh, ooh. But
well, boom,
you know what I'm saying? I did my thing.
That jungle juice like a nut. It make you feel good.
I had to come on the motor. But when it was a couple guys right here screaming out, you know, and we was running for big money. I'm talking about the first race when the car came out. Was on the car, on the motor. The boy beat me for $1,000. This was on a Monday. I turned back around and ran the guy the next day and put a slick on the car. Ran the car the next day for, I think it was $5,200. Alright?
Mm.
That following Thursday, a fucking guy came out of Crystal Spring with a Mustang, and I ran him for $5,700. That fucking Friday, everybody in my motherfucking town was screaming out. I was spraying everybody that I ran when I said I was on motor. So guess what? They keep down the humble and keep down the confusion for where a motherfucker popped me upside the head because I done took their money and listened to a sideline that don't know shit. I just went home, put the spray on the car, and I ain't unhooked. So, I mean, you know, that's the best way to kill it.
And you know what, though? I can honestly say, too, since we're talking about sideliners, since the word sideliner came up and they ain't got no more mics to open at the time, I think personally, man, the sideline need to stay on the sideline, the side bitch need to stay. Because let me tell you something. That race between side bitch and that Blue Nova, two races, in my live feed video, if y'all look at my live feed video that my wife was filming, Chad, Shay, which was the guy that was driving, or I think he's the owner of that Nova, came to Michael Shields in the video. There's nothing boom orchestrated. That man walked up to Shields, shook Shields' hand, said, look, man, we ain't worried about none of that shit they over there arguing about. Me and you can run that race again for that same money. And all of a sudden, all the baka, 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 and all the goddamn crybabying and all that, so they went from running. People done gave money back to people, and people done went off with other people's money, and you know what I'm saying, type shit, because people was giving money back to people because they said they was going to run it again, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden, they go back to the car. I mean, like BJ said, man can't change his mind, all that, but like you said, man, all the things Boom Boom Wheels got is his word. If I tell you, hey, man, I'm going to run you again for the same money, that's what I'm going to run you back for. Now, what happened when they went back there, I care less, but to me, you know, if I'm going to tell you I'm going to run you again, I mean, you know, that's what I'm going to do. You know, that wasn't me. That wasn't the one. And I can pretty much tell you that the young cat didn't understand how that he went from talking to the man that he thought was the man, you know, to losing his money being paid off, and he hadn't even seen no video of him jumping.
He don't know why his money was paid off to another man, you understand me, besides what they said the man, DJ, made the call. So my thing is this, if we're gonna continue to do this street racing thing here, I mean, I'm not going to let my racing team or racing partner go out there head first with somebody, you know, giving their money away. I'm not going to do it no more like that. Because my thing is this here. If two races agree, one done lost and one done won, you ain't got no problem. But if you got a controversy, a person saying you did something, you say you didn't do something, how you going to pay my money? I'll pay my money off. I mean, you don't do that. So that's something we got to work on as racers. You know what I'm saying? Keep the humbug away from it.
They ain't got a car.
No, the only ones that were saying something. Look at the video. The video don't lie,
don't
man. It's
it.
Live
they
feed,
don't have
bro.
A car. They don't have a car.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The main ones talk that don't
right.
have a car. No, that
right.
I don't understand
right.
that. Go sit so. Your ass in the bleachers some damn way.
But,
see,
I mean,
got stuff for them niggas.
Boom,
boom, boom. I got pacifiers and right. beers for them niggas like that. Get them niggas some pacifiers and beers and tell them
hold
to
on,
suck all this that damn down.
Pacifiers and beers?
Yeah, pacifiers
oh,
and beer. Make the nigga go suck a bottle and sit down some damn where. Yeah, I can stop all that shit, me. I'll bring the pacifier out of them crying ass niggas. Them niggas gonna cry, get them niggas pacifier.
But I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. You know. Yeah, you know, I just wouldn't have done that. Me, I wouldn't have done that. I mean, to each his own. Take the money that way. But I can tell you that you know, I think that was kind of shady that she did that. Because Michael wouldn't have took his money like that. Michael want to beat everybody he gets beside. You feel what I'm saying? He wants to beat everybody he gets beside. Redell jumped twice. Yes. 2 weeks before that race, Redell jumped twice. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have that same energy paying nobody off at that time. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. If you're going to have, the energy to do it one way, have the energy to do it one way, all the way. Point blank, period. Just like that. You know?
But that vet never had a chance
but
anyway,
Michael,
no matter if
Michael,
he was jumping
Michael.
Or not. That vet never had a chance against Side Bitch at all.
Well, I mean. Well.
Keep it real.
Keep it real,
bro.
True.
Keep it real.
But
keep it real.
Well, I mean, hey, the vet is a faster car. At the track. And
yeah,
y'all gotta keep in mind,
car,
man. I've been saying, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I've been saying this a long time, man. A lot of people are, that dude there is a young cat that, you know what I'm saying, he don't have a whole lot of money, man. That's a budget built car. That's really his daddy had the car. He found the motor. Man, y'all wouldn't believe what was in. Y'all wouldn't believe. I mean, I could tell y'all that y'all be like, oh, yes, bullshit, that motherfucker got a big old okay. Y'all, when his motor come back, y'all gonna know that big motherfucker in there. Then he gonna start track racing. And he gonna get on that. He already on the game to learn the lights and everything. Cause we gonna fuck Hot Rod up. Yeah, I said that. I had to put that in there. But yeah, I had to twist that in there. And just for all y'all guys thinking I'm gonna come to the track. Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, did I have
it? Yeah, I know you have pressed me in. You pressed me in. I said he gonna say that shit before you call me.
What's going on?
I knew you was gonna do it. Hey, you didn't even have to call my number. I knew you had clicked me in. Damn it! I said, look a boom. It's all good though. I mean, you know.
Like me and Smoke been saying. We know who we can talk to like that. I know I can talk to Hot Rod like that. I mean,
but
you know what I'm saying? Now, one thing about it.
With a lot of that, man, you got some people who take it, who already have something against you, and then they say what they want to say and try to act like it's racist. Because, I mean, I can talk shit with the best of them. I mean, I done told motherfuckers I'll pull your eyebrows off, snatch your drawers off with your pants still on, all kind of shit. Push your eyeballs out, everything.
I like that.
But,
I like the eyebrow because you got me. You got me with
that
one.
You can't use that.
Oh, I ain't gonna use it. I'm always saying like Hot Rod say. See, you can't do nothing to the den.
Yeah. But then you got some people who really get there and it rather than it being a game of psychology, it turned into just a game of disrespect.
to where they already got a problem with you, and they like, you know, fuck you, you bitch motherfucker. You know, hold on. I talk shit with the best of them, like I said, but everybody kind of know me. They know I'm not going to disrespect them. We're going to talk some shit. I'm going to say some shit that might make you laugh at what I even say to you about you, but because it's going to be some funny shit. It's going to be some shit to have fun. We're going to entertain each other. We still going to just do our race, and after the race over, they know I'm going to be the same me, and we're going to be cool. So a lot of times people say you got to have thick skin. No, the game kind of changed to where you have to have thick skin because you got thin-skinned motherfuckers in there that's throwing thick-skinned shit out that they really just like personal shit, you know. So if you get two people out there like me and Smoke talk shit, but I know if me and Smoke talk shit, we gonna say some shit that it ain't going to be nobody disrespected. We're going to talk some shit. We're going to laugh about it. Me and you talk shit, we're going to laugh about it. You know, anybody. You know, it's just – but it's just I'm not saying it's a select few because I see a lot of people doing it in, like, the big grudge game. Like, a lot of them boys out of Carolina and stuff. You know, they'll talk a gang of shit. But, you know – like you said, you know you don't have no homosexual tendencies. Boom, motherfuckers call you a punk motherfucker. You ain't worried about it. Them boys will say a lot of shit to try to get people mind out the game. A lot of times when I'm racing, I don't even want to talk to nobody. I'm sitting in my fucking truck waiting before I get in my car. And when I get in my car, I get mad if motherfuckers open the door to tell me, man, you got to scoot over something. You out the track. I get mad because my mind's set on what I want to do. Well, I don't want to fuss with you. Yeah, now, I might fuss with you before the race, you know. You know, because my mind be set. I'm telling you.
Right.
As much as I don't race, I still have butterflies in my stomach every time I race. Because I love the shit that much that I'm not going to let nobody take me out of my game and make me do something out of the ordinary when I know what my plan is. You know, so, but, yeah, the game is really coming back. The shit coming back. A lot of people coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I think 18 going to be real good. I'm finally going to be back. I'm gonna arch your eyebrow. You know, you just told me she was practicing on the tree and the game and all that. See, you told me.
Track
race, man. Y'all got a whole goddamn training camp facility at home, man. What you talking about? You
yes,
just
sir.
Said y'all got a training camp.
Hey, man, listen to me,
y'all,
man. It
y'all
is what
training
it is.
On the tree. I'll
y'all
be there.
Hey, bro. Hey, it is what it is. I mean, but I mean, also real shit. But I mean, you know, he's gonna be trained to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
you know,
like
I know how to go.
I understand.
It's going
to be fun. I mean, also real shit, that boy, that boy brought that car to the track four times, bro. You know, brought that car to the track four times. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
And he hadn't brought it since he got made some changes. He don't know what the thing will run now. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Question for you.
This who?
Question for
okay,
you.
Okay, go ahead.
How many times has little Mikey been out to the pad with that car?
Say it again?
How many times has side bitch been out to the pad?
Good God. Dude, I don't know if I can count it high. I didn't graduate from high school. I don't know if I can count that minute. I can tell you this. He's been running off from New Orleans.
You count them goddamn sausage dogs. You can count how many times he's been there.
Yeah, I did.
I
count those sausage dogs. I'm gonna say this here. If Mike ain't had 30 grudge races out there in the last 4 or 5 months, he ain't had none. So.
All right.
I mean, because Michael ran 2 or 3 races a day. So.
Hey, boom.
Out of those 30 to 40 races, how many times has he red lighted?
I mean.
Never.
No.
No, Mike has never red lighted, ever.
Hey, boom. Y'all don't need to know how fast the car is. As long as you're in front, y'all don't need to know how fast the car is.
You're 100% right. He has never red lighted that car before. And now all of a sudden he's red lighting? I doubt that.
Hey, Bo.
Yeah. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, if anybody that I got a pot in, I'm just going to side bet now. If I, if if whoever flagging, no matter who flagging, whether it's Ricky, Chad, BJ, or whoever flagging, don't give nobody none of my motherfucking money until I don't agree to read the law. Because one thing about me, when I lose, I lose. When I win, I want to win. It's just that simple. My point of view of all this stuff, and we can keep talking about it if you want, but my thing is this. If which I think the first race was a good fucking race, we get paid on that first race, it don't be no second race because they don't come back with that energy no more. But all those crybabies crying about what this and that and this, man. So, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna be on front of the car no more. I don't want to say that we ready. I want to sit there and watch that next motherfucking car. That motherfucker raise up, I want to get paid. Because that's what Sidebiz did. Sidebiz raised up. The light came on, that motherfucker stood up. So if my next opponent moves, the car moves, I want to get paid. Stop the race. I don't give a fuck what y'all do with the race. I want to get paid. Period. Like that.
See, I told Mike, I'm going to keep it real. I told Mike, all this nice guy bullshit, got to go out the window. Because I ain't going to lie to you. Yep. They knew their money was gone. I keep going back to the retail shit because it happened. And Mike didn't want the money like that. Mike just said, okay, give me my $100 back that I paid you in the fuck out money, and we'll rerun that money for that second pot. He didn't go back, and I got in his ear and said, oh, get the money, then make him put up some more money. You know what I'm saying? Because I stopped the race. I told him to cut the call. Really, the first fucking race, I told him to cut the call. And we sat there. He cut the call, and I said, he jumped. We want to get paid, period. But they didn't have that energy. They didn't want to pay us. But it's all great. It's all good. We're going to crowd spoil.
It's all good
because
you want to
watch.
Fuck that. Give me the $100. We're going to rerun that motherfucker for the same amount of money.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, you know, sometimes it pays to be a stand-up guy in this game, but sometimes it'll nip you in the bud, you know, for being nice because you being nice, the next person don't have to be nice. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
With that being said,
yeah, sure.
Win the races the way you can win them. The rules is the rules. Ain't that what Will Smith said? Will Smith said, the rules are the rules. But when they bite them in the motherfucking ass, we're going to see how they're going to scream and holler. Boy, I got a crybaby dog. You squeeze that motherfucker.
Half a pie. Half a pie.
Bring that motherfucker man with me. I'm putting it in my truck.
Bro.
I'm going to put it in my truck. No,
hey,
I'm just saying,
boy,
I'm a crybaby.
Hey, boom, you going to name that
no
dog?
Matter who the crybaby is, yeah.
I told you, boom, get them nigga pacified, man. Get them nigga pacified. Let them suck on the pacifier.
I mean, it is what it is.
You going to name that dog Will Smith, boom?
Oh, no, that dog don't have no specific name. That dog is for
name
anybody
Will
that cries.
Right
no
huh?
I'm going
to name it Will Sims. That's it.
Okay, but I mean that dog is not a one man. It's not a one man. It's not a one man. It's not a one man name dog. You know what I'm saying? So
I will call Will Sims and crew. How about that, Will Sims and crew?
All right, but look, we got
get them nigga pacified. I'm telling them, suck on the pacifier.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But yeah, with all that being said, we're gonna keep it racing no matter how the cut go, cause we all out here want to see some action, we want to see some racing, and I can tell y'all, man, you know, the guy inquired about the question about how many times, you know, a person been out there. That's what that guy go to work every morning, Monday through Saturday. Sometime all he want to do is keep his car running to be able to go out there when BJ call him or when I call him or when Angelo call him or anybody call him, say, hey, man, we got some people coming down from such and such. You want to try them? Guess what the guy said? Yes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he said, yes.
One for him, man.
You know what I'm saying? Bo, so,
Bo.
I mean,
Bo,
he's a stand-up
Mike
guy. He's a stand-up guy.
Race.
I ain't going to lie to you. Huh?
When Lil Mikey gets a race, he calls me every single time. And you know what? He sounds like a kid on Christmas, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a kid on Christmas,
bro.
Wakes up, fucking, bro, I'm ready. That's the thing he lives for every day. He wakes up,
yeah.
He eats, he sleeps, he shits, and that's all he does is fucking work on that car. And that's some bullshit what they did to him, bro.
It's all good.
Like I said earlier on the talk show. After them two possibilities, they ain't gonna try that no more. They got to come recruit something there. So, and I could tell you like this here. You know, it's all gravy. He understand now that he got to take him. He got to take them opportunities when they come, because the next man that ain't obligated to do nothing. So, and now he gets the pretty picture of what that means. You know what I'm saying? You know, just because you're nice don't mean the next guy gonna be nice. You know.
Fuck that.
So,
we ain't gotta play
with
nice
that being
no
said,
no, we just out there having fun, boom. You know that. We always just out there having fun.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
You know we gonna say yes. How many times have we ever backed out of a race, boom?
Mm-hmm.
That little dude
all
loves
right
the race. That's his life.
Yep.
Bro, he done come woke me up on a Saturday morning. Bro, you ready to come work on the call? We got a race tonight. Come on, let's go. Let's go work on the call. Like a kid on fucking Christmas, bro. That's the only thing he likes to do.
Uh-huh. All right, I got quite a few. We still got a full house. We got a full show. Is there anybody on here that want to talk, want to let the racing world know where you're from? Press the one button. The way this talk show goes. I want to make an announcement. My buddy Ted, guy that's a friend of mine on Facebook, made a donation to the radio talk show. And I don't know what it was. I hadn't opened it up, but I just got a message that Chad from Big Easy Racing with the white turbo Mustang had made a donation to the show. Chad, stand-up guy, appreciate you so much. And it goes towards the show and it keeps the show up. And if the money exceeds a month of the show, it just makes that we continue to have a month after month after month show going on, you know. So appreciate the donation, Chad. And anybody else that want to make a donation to the radio show.
Yeah.
And what we did, racers, we're not campaigning to have somebody to mill in a whole month of the show. We feel like if we got 50 callers on here, and if everybody gave $1 a month, that's what, 30, how many cents a day? But anyway, I ain't going to do all that. Y'all know I wasn't good at math. They passed me through school, y'all. I wasn't good at math. But anyway, it's $50 a month, man. If y'all can make a dollar or two donation, man, you're more than welcome to make whatever donation that you want. And I promise y'all, if 50 people get on here and 50 people gave $1, you understand me, this show will run until y'all make it stop. This show is for y'all, by y'all. If there's no one else that want to hit the one button and speak, if there's no one else that want to call somebody else out, if there's no one else on here that want me to call somebody in so y'all can call them out, yes, I'm listening.
This alley cat, man.
Hey, man, what's going on? All right, y'all had to count y'all right because of the rank, wasn't
it? Yeah. I'm going to try it again one more time this Saturday. I'm going to try it again this Saturday. If it rain, I'm going to scrap it and go on to the next event. But I just want the listeners to know, man, Texas is going to be on your airways for a minute because it's getting ready to be a damn takeover because Texas is getting ready to come down and do some shit to y'all. I just want y'all to know. We're all on the phone listening. And, you know,
that's
we already
up,
got
man.
A bunch of calls getting ready to head that way. So y'all better get your income tax.
Hey, man.
In the right place, coming.
That's right. Spend it in the right place. That's what's up. But I can tell you, I got quite a few guys that come from and support all my races at a cat, especially on the small tie guys. In the true street car. Matter of fact, what's that Mustang out of the Spanish guy that they had got a blue Mustang and they got what is it?
Maybe
what's
suitcase,
the name
again? Suitcase racing? Oh, case racing?
Case racing.
Yeah.
Man, those guys are stand up. If they can't all come, because you know they run a no prep circuit, you know? If they all can't come,
that's it.
Boy, they're sending that little tan one, or they're sending that little blue one, or, man, they come and make that cruise.
Right.
He put his wife in that room, and they make that cruise, and they come on back, man, and down. I seen Case Racing run both classes. He came in first in one of them and second in another one. So he did well, man. And I want my racers to know, too, that on my class races, if y'all racers agree to do, you understand me, if the money is, let's just say if the money is it's not, let's just say if the money is, just say $2,000 and y'all want to do $15,500, I'm up for all that. And that's exactly why we have a driver's meet. That means if you lose, you get money. If you win, or if you do win or take all. Everything is going to be totally left up to the racers. You understand me?
Right.
And that's why I like to rock it. I like to rock it. Do it that way. So if you do it that way, can't now one of them get on Facebook and bash you. Oh, man, I went to go get in that race. Oh, by boom. If I get them out there and they all agree, y'all agree. And we pull the poker chips. You know what I'm saying? You pull the poker chips out the Crown Royal bag. And that's how you get your
deal. But
after that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Boom,
question.
All right, go ahead.
Your race that come in the state capital, what's that tie? You guys talking about a small tie. What size they got to be?
No bigger than a 28W. In the small tie, a 28W. That's the biggest you can go. You can't wear a W. Now, in true screed, they usually make you run a DOT tie in the real true screed world. I'm relaxing a couple of rules in that true screed class. One of them is the turbos with the exhaust pipe to the side, and the other one is the slicks. You can wear slicks or drag ready, your preferences. You want to wear a 28 tie, it's got to be a true 28 10-5 tie, no W. And a 28 tie shootout. No, I don't have anything on a 29.
So, boom, I got to go
back. I don't have anything.
I got to go back.
Hey, man. It is. I mean, you can sit around and look for some action on 29. I mean, because I can tell you, that 29 class is some class out there, man. Hey, because, you know, you got people like Tony Barnes and all them guys on 29, you know. So that's a hell of a class right there, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean, I ain't saying that you're not a bad man. I'm not saying I'm not calling you a cub or nothing. But you know, you can't get in the put a 20. Yes, sir.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right. Any more questions out there, ladies and gentlemen? Anybody got anything? Anybody want to call out? Anybody want me to call in and if so, I can do that. I have access to do that. But if we enter 9:08, that's what time it is. And if anybody want to hit the one button and let the racer world know that you are in the building and let them know your racing team name and what kind of car you got, hey, next time, next Tuesday, somebody might be want to call you out, you know, so or give you some action. Not call you out, but just give you some action. But if we don't have anybody that don't want to make a statement, we're going to close the show, and we're going to carry on to next Tuesday, if that's fine with the races. But if y'all got something to say, y'all want to say something, go ahead on and press the one button. I'll open your mic up so y'all can talk, and we can roll with it. But I think we covered a whole lot of bases today, man. We talked about the crybabies. We talked about the shit starters, the humbuggish ones. We talked about the people that really want to race. And we'll race, whether it's track, street, wherever you want to go racing. And we also got people from Alabama and all the stuff that are willing to travel. And also,
hey,
got some events is coming up that we talked about. Go ahead.
I that's one last hit.
Uh-oh.
That car, last hit.
He knows what he's talking about. I'm going to see if he's there. Okay. There
it's setting on 29. It's a color. It's a 79 color.
Well, what big block? What?
That you gotta find out.
We might get an action on 28.
We definitely try to catch Boone race this year, because we got a lot of guys down here, man. When Boone bring his race, the state capital. They go and hide. Me, I got to race me. It don't matter if I win or lose. Fuck it. I'm ready to roll. That's just how I live.
Well, we'll be there with this
truckload. Yeah, these dudes around here, man.
They all going hide.
Them niggas, man, I'm not. Them niggas hide like bitches, man. I'm telling you, bro. These niggas got some nice cars. Don't get me wrong. But when Boone say they coming, them niggas talking about, man, well, I'm going to the movie. Man, fuck a movie. You can see a movie any goddamn time. Let's go race these cars. These niggas scared to race down here. You know? But I'm going to be out there.
They're going to come out. They're gonna come out this year.
Yeah, they're gonna come out with binoculars and sit across the road and watch. That's what they're gonna do.
Well, you gotta pass us either, but we might try something with the truck, with the white truck.
Okay, like I say, we should have it together. It should be together. If it's together, you know we gonna. That's me. I'm gonna do it. That's all good gravy with me, baby. Now if you start crying, I'm gonna have past five in bills. You can wear that round the
back. We'll do that. We look for business this year.
Okay. I just want to know. I got a brand new set, pacifying bibs. If any thighs are crying, you can suck the nook and wipe your mouth at the same time.
We'll be there.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this talk next Tuesday, same time, 7 o'clock. I appreciate y'all guys. And y'all keep in mind, this show is for y'all, by y'all. You know what I'm saying? Me and see y'all at the races.
Yes, sir.